Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost, except the son of destruction, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I give them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in the truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus wants to consecrate us in the truth. Let me tell you why that's such a great idea. When I was in Italy in the seminary, my parents came over to visit, and we decided to go to see the Italian Alps north, so we took a train. While we were in the train, my mother showed me a brochure of the hotel we were going to stay in. And in the brochure, there were three pictures. The first picture was looking out a window at the Italian Alps and the snow-covered mountains, this beautiful scenery. The second picture was a row of windsurfers in the back of the hotel where there's a lake. And Dad and I used to like to windsurf a lot. And the third picture was a picture of the pool with a giant slide going down. Looked like a lot of fun. So I turned to my mother after I looked at the brochure. I said, oh, Mom, this is going to be great. It's going to be a fantastic vacation. You got the perfect hotel. So we got there, and when we got to the room, we opened up the curtains, you know, to see the beautiful scenery in the Italian Alps, and what we got was a dumpster in a parking lot. So then my father and I, we put on our bathing suits to go out and do a little windsurfing. So we go out to the back of the hotel and where the lake was, and there was no windsurfing. So we figured that they were in storage. So we went to the front desk, and we asked the guy there, and he says, oh, we're very sorry. We discontinued that service a year ago. So he says, well, we might as well go to the pool and check out the slide. So we got there, and there was all the pool signs, and there was a big hole in the ground with a bulldozer in the middle of it with a sign that says, sorry for our inconvenience. So it was at that moment that I realized that life gives you two things. There's the brochure, and then there's the truth. So, disappointed, we went back to the Roman. The three of us, we decided to take a gondola up the top of the mountain. We got at the top. We spent the afternoon up there. This is absolutely the most gorgeous views we ever saw. We spent time together. And I remember my father took a picture of my mother and I standing on a rock, which I still have today. It's one of the happiest moments I can remember with my parents. And that moment would not have happened. It wouldn't have happened if I just followed the brochure. You know, there's the brochure, but there's also the truth. And the truth is always better. It's always going to be better. Because the truth is a path that leads us down to a place where we want to be, where we want to go. When I decided to finally enter the seminary, the Oblates of the Virgin Mary, which I joined, sent me a brochure, another brochure. It had three pictures in it. The first picture was a priest standing in front of a large crowd and preaching. The second picture was Holy Father Pope John Paul II ordaining a priest in St. Peter's Basilica. Very impressive. The third picture was a group of seminarians that were in a philosophy class laughing, and it looked like they had a really good time. And I know from experience, that never happens. That never happens. So the first thing I did when I came here in the seminary is I took the brochure and I threw it away. And the reason why is because I knew the path that I was going to be was going to be a long one. It was going to be a difficult path. But it's the path that I wanted to be on. It's the path I needed to be on if I was going to arrive at where I wanted to be, a good priest. And that's why Jesus consecrates us in the truth. In life, there's lots of brochures. There's lots of them out there. But if you ever have a choice, always go with the truth. Because it'll always be a path that will lead you to where you want to be and where you'll be truly fulfilled. That's what it means to be consecrated in the truth.